Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Mark your calendars for the 6th annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Four Seasons Hotel in Westlake Village. One ticket price gives you access to live jazz on two stages all afternoon and tasting from over 80 of your favorite wineries, craft breweries, distilleries, and local eateries. Presented by Rotary Club of Westlake Village, proceeds will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Conejo Valley and other 501c3 charities. The California Jazz and Wine Fest attracts 1,500 attendees, and last year the fest sold out, so hurry to purchase your tickets. Go to www.californiajazzwine.com, and for more information, call 805-380-6010. That's 805-380-6010.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And this has been a busy, busy week, I have to tell you. Oh, my gosh. We were at the tennis and luncheon tournament, and that was amazing over at Las Posas. And then I was the MC for Project Understanding, what another great foundation. And then I had NABO this week for the Bravo Awards. And here I am this morning. I tell you, I love what I do. I love spreading just the joy here out in the world. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, good morning. Welcome to the brighter side of life. And of course, we always start our show with a little bit of inspiration. A diamond is merely a lump of coal that did well under pressure. I love that. So again, we thank you so much for being here. And of course, I'm Kim. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And of course, the reason to call is to, one, let us know what you're doing. Let us know that you're a part of this. You can win lots of stuff on our show. We'd love to give back. And of course, if you want to find out more about all of our guests, we have like the best guests, and I'd love to share them all with you. Again, I do want to find and have you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all the way through social. And we've got a podcast that airs an hour after we're here. And, of course, you can listen to all the shows again, and that's on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. So, again, I am so glad that you're here. Our show runs all the way to 8 o'clock. We've got two different hours with amazing guests on both different hours. And in the studio with me, nice and early here, is Chef Randy Graham. How are you?
I'm great, Kim. Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. I love what you're doing. And, of course, we're going to be talking about your new book. And, of course, that is the Ojai Valley Gluten-Free Cookbook, right?
Yeah, one of four in the series of Ojai Valley cookbooks.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm excited to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking with Ellen Tad with her book, and of course, that is The Infinite View. And again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. Tom, I know we've got lots of giveaways. Can you share those with all of our listeners?
First, I'd like to hearken back to John Anderson, Billy Joe Shaver. I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm going to be a diamond someday. That's a country song.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Big hit back in the days when I actually played country music on the radio.
I know. I kind of miss that a little bit, huh?
There's some classics that we still know and love.
Okay.
Let's go to Champagne on Main. Sounds like a great party.
I know.
It's a spring wine walk and street fair. Mark your calendars for this fun event, which includes a VIP chocolate lounge, many vendors for shopping, craft beers, and sparkling wines. It's happening April 8th. Next week, it's going to be such a great party on Main Street. We have tickets for the Los Angeles Zoo, World Class Zoo, a quick drive from here. The California Jazz and Wine Festival, April 9th, Four Seasons is where that's going to be. Tickets for that from Kim. Flappers Comedy Club, a lot of laughs there in Burbank. You got to go to flapperscomedy.com to see who's going to be there. Kim will give you tickets today if you're the lucky winner. Rubio's, the original fish taco. Their mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating with quality ingredients for years, located in Ventura. And another favorite, BG's Cafe, the favorite downtown hangout, going back to 71, located in downtown Oxnard. And I will tell you this. People there, they have their tables like reserved.
I know. It's like
the
home.
City council. Yeah. The people come in there and they meet very specifically.
It's
that's
like
how
everybody
good it
has their little home tables.
It is.
I love that.
This is a local eatery that people love.
It is. And it's very good. So anyways, let's start off with that. BG's Cafe. And we've got a gift certificate to you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That is the number that you can get in touch with us. And if you have a business or an event that you would love us to be there to share or to be there to MC, any of those things, I'd love to talk to you. Call us right now. Okay, again, let's welcome Chef Randy Graham. How are you?
Good.
Good. So tell us a little bit. You know, you've been on my show several times. I love what you're doing. And tell everybody a little bit about how you kind of got started. And this is such a passion. You just keep getting like, and you do cooking lessons too.
Yeah, cooking lessons, talks in the valley on nutrition and healthy eating. I'm known locally as the fresh chef. And people make fun of me for that until they find out how good it can taste and how much better they feel.
You almost taste that zest, right? Is that the difference?
Well, for example, let's use zest, a lemon zest or an orange zest. When if you cook with it, if you're baking, I use it on salads and for some Mexican food dishes that I make. If you buy it in the jar, it's dried, and it's just a peel, right? Is that the peel of lemon or the orange? And
is that best to buy it like that?
You can buy it like that, but what you want to do is just you get a little zester. You can even cut ribbons with a knife, but there's a little zester that gets real small streams of it of zest, and you get the oils in the skin,
right?
The peel, so the oil, and you zest that over the food before you serve it, so the oil and the fragrance of that as you bring it to the table, as well as the flavor. The taste on the dish is amazing, fresh.
Right, there you go. And do you do the same thing with orange too?
An orange or lemon, any limes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and with the oil and the peels, it makes a big difference.
How fun! Okay, great. So, how many books do you have now?
And I have four cookbooks out in a series I call the Ojai Valley Cookbook Series. Ojai Valley Vegetarian was first, Ojai Valley Vegan Cookbook. This is the Ojai Valley Gluten-Free Cookbook, my latest. The second in the series was called, I kind of did a departure from the name Ojai Valley vegetarian or vegan. And my wife suggested, you need a cookbook for vegetarians that is really for the parents or of a fledgling vegetarian or somebody that has family members that are coming for dinner that are vegetarians. They don't know what to fix for them, which is what happened between my wife and I when I met her parents for the first time. Her mother says, well, one, what is a vegetarian and what do we feed it?
Right, right. And okay, so let's talk about that. What is a vegetarian and what would you feed them?
I'd feed them my food because okay. The recipes are tried and true and everybody loves them. What is a vegetarian? Somebody who doesn't eat meat or fish is a simple explanation. A vegan, for example, is somebody who doesn't eat meat or fish or eggs or dairy products.
So anything from an animal, is that correct?
Yeah, and also a vegan, which is a sort of a subset of vegetarian as a overall. Omnivores eat everything. Vegetarians eat everything but meat or fish. Vegans also implies to many folks a lifestyle. So it's not just not eating anything that's meat, fish, eggs, dairy, not even honey because bees, but anything that harm animals is part of the diet, but the lifestyle of not wearing anything leather because you have to harm animals to get their skin, their hide, that sort of thing. That's part of the vegan lifestyle, which is something a lot of people don't understand. Well, you're a vegan. Well, then we just won't feed you this. But maybe they have lifestyle differences that
where
you need
do you
to understand.
Fall in?
I'm a lacto-ovo vegetarian, so I eat eggs and dairy products and probably eat more cheese than my doctor would like me to, but I love cooking with cheese and
do you?
Blending cheeses. And
what do you cook with cheese? Give us one recipe that
new recipe I did yesterday and tried out last night. My wife loved it. Our son, who's still living with us until he moves out next month.
Okay, I remember that from last time. Yeah. Yep. Okay,
and,
good.
My wife liked it, but he didn't. He's a very good cook. He's a vegetarian too. He didn't like it because I made a roasted quinoa crust with almonds, ground almonds to make an almond meal, mixed up with a little bit of egg, and the roasted quinoa in the oven for about 20 minutes, and then ground it all up in a food processor, and then press the crust into a springform pan, 9-inch, to make it a little easier to get out. You know, you undo the springform pan, and you have a nice half-inch crust. And then I put tomatoes on top of that, and then some sautéed leeks, but tomatoes and leeks. And then just spread about a dusting of nice Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. So really good quality Parmesan type of cheese. And because it makes a difference in the taste. And then on top of that, just some fresh herbs, some fresh thyme, some fresh sage from our garden, my vegetable garden out back. And that's just a simple,
That sounds so easy, but yet
it is. It takes a little time to prepare. It's easy, but it takes a little bit of time to prepare, and it bakes for about 25 minutes, so maybe 60 minutes from the time you start it to the time you bring it to the table. You let it sit for maybe 5 minutes. But that's the kind of vegetarian food I love and fix. It's fresh, very nutritious, especially with the quinoa crust. It doesn't have any fat in it, really, the crust, and it's gluten-free. Which kind of ties into my new cookbook because I learned a lot about gluten-free cooking and the need for a gluten-free lifestyle, especially if you have celiac disease, which is a genetic disease. It's something you inherit. It's not just a wheat intolerance or wheat allergy.
Well, there was a time where everybody thought they had celiac.
Yeah.
And then, and it was bad to stop that if that's something you didn't have, right? I mean,
It's not necessarily bad because you can take things out of your diet, but if it's something you really like and you don't have to eliminate it and you
why
can tolerate
do it,
it's a trade-off. But if in celiac disease, which is, again, genetic marker, your body can't handle it and reacts violently, it can be life-threatening.
Oh, yeah, we have some in our family that have that. And, oh, my gosh, even pizza at a kid's party for my nephew.
Yeah.
It does not serve him well at all. And poor, how do you, but as, he got older, he's like, okay, this isn't, It's like being allergic to something.
Well, and as your nephew gets older, give him my book. And there's a gluten-free pizza crust recipe made with cauliflower, rice to cauliflower. And it's actually, it holds up like a regular pizza crust. It tastes amazing. Doesn't taste like a wheat-based crust or flour, but it has a wonderful flavor with the herbs I put in it. I tried to get some friends to understand that. And, well, why eat that when you can just eat pizza? Well, if you can't tolerate.
If you can't, yeah.
Yeah, if you can't tolerate, there are some alternatives.
I love it. I love it. For anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day here in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we're talking about the brighter side of gluten-free. And, of course, we've got Chef Randy Graham here. He is the author of the Ohio Valley Gluten-Free Cookbook. That's his newest one. He's got lots of other ones. But he's got recipes and tips for gluten-free cooking. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to take a really quick break. But will you stay with me? Because I want to find out how. Like, have you always this been your passion and, you know, all that good stuff?
It'd be all right. My pleasure.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to take a really quick break, and I'd love to give some Champagne on Main tickets away. So call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon. As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Mark your calendars for the 6th Annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Four Seasons Hotel in Westlake Village. One ticket price gives you access to live jazz on two stages all afternoon and tasting from over 80 of your favorite wineries, craft breweries, distilleries, and local eateries. Presented by Rotary Club of Westlake Village, proceeds will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Conejo Valley and other 501c3 charities. The California Jazz and Wine Fest attracts 1,500 attendees, and last year the fest sold out, so hurry to purchase your tickets. Go to www.californiajazzwine.com, and for more information, call 805-380-6010. That's 805-380-6010. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we are in the 805 right now. All my friends out there, definitely give us a call or check in with us. And it's so much fun to be able to share all these great events and all these great people that that cross our path. It, you know, I always say it's like school on air. You know, I get to learn about what their journey is. And by somebody sharing their story, you can actually, you know, one, you know you're not alone. You know that, oh, God, I love that. And you kind of pick up different things that you're interested in. And of course, we're talking right now with Chef Randy Graham, and we're talking about his new book, his newest book, the Ojai Valley Gluten-Free Cookbook. And so, you know, you were kind of talking on the break a little bit about how you learned how to cook and how you've kind of always had a love for it, though, right?
Well, I ate anything put in front of me until I turned about 25, which is when I became a vegetarian, giving up all meat and fish, just cold turkey. But before that, eat everything. And I learned to cook out of necessity. I was in maybe eighth grade. My brother was in seventh grade, and we used to walk to school and come back together. And we were latchkey kids. We'd just go into the doormat and get the key and go in the house and wait for mom to get home. And my dad worked all late, so he got home a couple of hours after my mom did. And she was like making two dinners, one for us and then one for my dad. And she did that for many, many, many years. And all the years I was growing up anyway. And so one time I made like a butter. My brother won't let me forget it. But I just spread butter on two pieces of bread after we got home. And I gave that to him to eat. And so that was probably my first experience really cooking, which is not cooking. But
right.
I said, I think I'm going to make dinner for mom. My brother looked at me, what do you make? And I don't know. And if I remember right, it was hot dogs, it was weenies or something like that, because we had it in the refrigerator and it was easy to make and stuff. And I boiled them and the hot dogs. And my mom came home and we surprised her, and she almost had tears in her eyes. And she, what a nice thing to do. But then she goes, but I'm kind of worried about you cooking. Don't cook while I'm not here. And then she worked with me for about 3 or 4 weeks after that to make sure I knew some basics, like turn off the burners
right
when you're through with that.
Yeah.
Even double check them if you go back out to play, just to make sure you've got them off if you're going to do that. And that's how I started cooking. And I've been not only cooking, but innovating, developing ever since. In fact, I've been developing recipes for about 40 years.
Wow.
And it's just, that's sort of my passion. It wasn't my vocation, but it was always my avocation. And now that I'm semi-retired, it's just something I love doing.
Isn't that fun?
So, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I'm very lucky.
Yeah, and lucky
to be
for
able
your
to do
wife.
This. You know, yes, she does the dishes, so it's
yeah,
good for me,
no,
too.
No, it's all good. You know, anytime my husband wants to cook, I'm like, I'll clean up, because I can keep track of it, like, really fast.
Yeah,
he just does it all by himself, oh, God, not so pretty, you know. But we always appreciate anybody that wants to cook, and I love to cook, you know. But it's like I like to have all of your, you know, ingredients, right? Or if I don't, I could just pull things and pull it together. Is that, now which way do you usually work?
I like cooking from a recipe if I'm doing it for other people, because I know it's going to be consistent and consistently good. Where a friend's coming over this Friday night, they requested a certain recipe, and I'm going to stick to that because I know that's what they're expecting to eat. Instead of substituting this or that, they're looking for this one flavor and a
what
a
is it that
dish.
You made?
Well, they want a three cheese tortellini dish and with fresh tomatoes and cherry roasted tomatoes in it, white wine, butter, sauce, garlic. It's a very simple dish, but with a loaf of French bread, a nice salad, and butter lettuce with tomato balsamic dressing, and that's. It's one of their favorite meals, and they're just passing through, and so we're going to be able to.
I see you use a lot of butter lettuce. Is that mostly what you use?
Well, I use it all: butter lettuce, radicchio, rocket. Oh man, what do you make Caesar salad out of? Romaine lettuce,
yeah.
Head lettuce.
Yeah.
And if I'm really in a hurry, and there's nothing wrong with it, although it's a little more expensive, just a packet of lettuce. You know,
right.
They have so many different varieties. You can
they
get
have
a,
everything now, yeah.
16-ounce, 12-ounce packet of cut and washed lettuce. If you're in a real hurry and you don't want to make a chopped salad, for example, you can throw that in the bowl. And that's okay as long as it's not past its expiration date and that sort of thing. And so I cook with it all, depending on the texture and the taste. all lettuces have different. I even used romaine lettuce to make a mojo sauce, and it's basically romaine lettuce, which gives it its consistency, a little bit of water in it, and taste and stuff, and then add garlic and some other things. And sometimes I'll put in, getting back to you asking, well, do you stick to recipe or do you just throw things in and wing it? I'll wing it with that and put in a little avocado, make it a little creamy,
avocado,
and a touch
yeah.
of real cream.
And now, you talked about a tomato balsamic.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, actually, when we moved down here from the Sacramento region where we lived for over 33 years, raised our son there, we went to a restaurant in Ojai, which reminded me of some of the Berkeley restaurants. I would walk by as a student that couldn't afford to eat there, but I thought, oh, I'd love to eat here someday. And I knew about the slow food movement, and that influenced some of my cooking and freshness and stuff. But the tomato balsamic was a dressing that was at this restaurant, and Robin says, oh, you need to deconstruct this. You need to make this for me.
You do that a lot when you go to different restaurants? I know my husband and I will do that. I'm like, oh, my God, this tastes good. Okay, what do you think's in there?
I do it a lot.
Yeah.
And I do it because I'm not critical or I'm just looking always for new ideas, fresh ideas.
Yeah, of course.
And it's fun. It's almost like going on a mystery hunt or something like that.
So what is in your tomato balsamic?
It's a secret sauce.
I figured that, of course. Yeah.
tomato paste is kind of the secret ingredient.
Okay.
Because that gives it some base. And it gives it a real rich taste, a nice balsamic vinegar, a very good quality one, so it's mellow and blends well with that. And then fresh garlic minced in there. To get the consistency and the flavor right, you know how sometimes you use olive oil and you cook with it, and they have an extra virgin, really light olive oil is what I cook with most. Some olive oils are really heavy, very flavorful, very fruity. So I use two types. I use a fruity olive oil, 1/4 cup to a half a cup of a very light, not extra light, but just extra virgin olive oil, but a cold press that has a very light texture and flavor, and that actually is what made it all come together with the tomato paste and the balsamic vinegar.
And you
a little
whisp
red
it
wine
together?
Vinegar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Salt and pepper, cracked pepper. You have to always use cracked pepper. and you whip it together, and then you let it sit at room temperature, because I like to put my salad dressings on a cold salad. But the salad dressings at room temperature because they taste better. The flavors blend and just taste better. And then you whip it up just before drizzling it over the salad.
Ooh,
put more on the table.
My mouth's watering. Next time you come in, please bring food.
That's wow. The deal. I love cooking and bringing food. So next time I will.
Okay.
I promise. Yeah.
You can come back next week. No, I love that. You know, again, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting their day in a positive way. We're talking with Chef Randy Graham, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Now, I know that you talked about what is your worst experience as a vegetarian when dining out?
Luckily, that hasn't happened in the last 10 or 15 years. When I was first vegetarian in the mid-70s, August of 75 is when I gave up meat and fish. But in summer of 76...
Was there a reason that you did, or just...
That's a long story. Not really.
Okay, but not a health reason or anything like that?
Yeah.
That's part of the long story.
And not health for me, but knowing there's a family of heart disease. My dad died at 59. His dad died at 49.
So you're being cautioned. Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
But so that was all part of it, too. And not having any money, so I couldn't afford to buy any meat or even fast food. No McDonald's and that kind of thing. And that's how I learned to combine beans and rice for a complete protein. So
right.
That was all good. But my worst eating experience was I could go in the summer of 76. I drove around Los Angeles, did workshops for the Child Department of Education, Child Nutrition Programs. And stuff. And I was just out of graduate school, and I still love pizza to this day and make some dynamite homemade pizza. In fact, I'm going to do a cooking class in the fall at the Lavender Inn in Ojai on a pizza party, how to restaurant quality pizza. That'd be a great thing to do for like a private
that would be really good.
But so I went to a pizza restaurant on Pico Boulevard in Los Angeles and said, yeah, I'm tired of just plain cheese pizzas. I'm a vegetarian. vegetarian. I don't eat meat or anything. Can you just make me something, you know, like a nice vegetarian right. pizza that we know
now,
today,
Now, do you
right?
use a lot of arugula? You never mentioned arugula.
Arugula, similar to rocket, yeah. I don't use a lot of it because it has a specific taste,
I
a really sharp
taste.
And if you do it right, it's great. I love it. A lot of people don't like it because
really?
It's a little too bitter for them. But
I
if you
love
prepare
it, yeah.
It's great. But that's kind of like the pizza I got in 1976. The manager came out and said, "Yeah, I'll fix you up." I said, "Oh, thank you." So I got a pint of beer, went and sat down near the salad bar they had, and he had done a pizza, and it was a medium pizza, and I saw him bring the pan out with sauce on it and cheese on the top of the sauce, and then he went to the salad bar and just started throwing stuff on it, including a lot of lettuce.
No way.
A lot of lettuce.
And then, so is that called a salad, a pizza salad?
Well,
maybe,
that's
I don't
called
know.
A disaster.
Yeah,
my
I
worst
would
dining
say,
experience.
Oh, God, that's
because, salad's good, and a good vegetarian piece is good.
Separate.
But yeah. when you bake at 450 degrees for maybe 8 minutes,
it's like
lettuce,
wilted, disgusting. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I love
yeah.
it.
So that was my worst, because people didn't understand then about vegetarian diets. So.
Yeah.
Some communities they did. And that's a whole
So
other...
I probably say to my son's girlfriend all the time, she is a vegetarian. I always like, we have lots of salad in there. There's vegetables. What do you want? Is that not the right thing to say?
That's great, especially if you're not sure. Instead of pushing something, I make like a taco bar for folks, and I'll even do some ground beef, make it, or some shredded beef, which my wife likes and stuff. And that'll be in one. And then I have some everything there, so they can pick and
build
choose
their
what they
own.
Want and build their own.
I
so salad bar, taco bar, same idea. And so no, that's you're doing exactly right.
Okay.
Give people some choices.
There you go.
As long
I love
as it's
it.
Fresh.
I love it. Where do we find your book?
There's one in front of you. No, I'm just being
facetious. Thank you.
Sure,
that's mine.
Yeah. And they're on Amazon. Mm-hmm. They're in local stores in the Valley, Chaucer's in Santa Barbara. Anyway, they're in local stores, but mostly it's easiest to get it on Amazon.com.
I love it.
Or you can go to my website, valley-vegetarian.com, and order it as well.
Randy, you could tell your passion.
I'm getting hungry myself.
I know, I'm telling you. But no, you could really feel your passion, and I love that, you know. I love when people are living their passion, doing their passion.
So lucky.
And it. Yeah. I know. We're so grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be healthy going into this next season in our lives and stuff.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Okay. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Ellen Tad, and we're going to be talking about The Infinite View. And, of course, this is a guidebook for life on Earth. So I hope that you stay with me. We're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And let's give something away. How about LA Zoo tickets? And, of course, we've got those. It's not as far as you think. It's actually a very quick drive out there to Los Angeles, and I'd love to share them. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And we've got lots of great things that we're going to be talking about. So I hope you stay with us. And of course, right now, I want to introduce and welcome Ellen Tad. Ellen, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Thank you. Happy to be talking to you today.
Well, thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about your book, of course, is The Infinite View and a Guidebook for Life on Earth. Wow, that's pretty worldly, I would say. Yes, it is. Is this your first book?
No, it's my third.
Okay.
I wrote a book called Death and Letting Go and also a book called The Wisdom of the Chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And this book, The Infinite View, has been developing over a long time.
Okay.
What brought me into my work was that when I was 19, I had the experience of my mother coming back and talking to me after she died.
After she passed away. Wow.
At the beginning of the book, I always say my mother gave me birth and my mother gave me rebirth, because after that, everything changed for me.
How did it change?
Well, I was raised by my father, who was a physicist, and I grew up in a scientifically oriented household. I wasn't raised with any organized religion, but my mother had a severe case of MS, and she really struggled, and as a child, I watched her struggle, and I had a lot of why questions. Why is it that life is as it is? Why are some people sick and one person well? And so I was struggling to participate in life because I needed a deeper understanding of its meaning. So after my mother came back and talked to me, first of all, her fundamental message to me was, do not mourn for me. I chose what I endured to learn, compassion.
Wow.
And this was a powerful message from someone who had suffered. And after that, it was like a veil was lifted and a natural clairvoyance and clairaudience I had as a child started to return.
Wow. Ellen, where were you when she talked to you?
I was in Manhattan in the Village. I was visiting my brother at the time and my older brother who lived there. And the actual experience was that he introduced me to his girlfriend at the time. And she met me and said, is there anyone who's dead you'd like to talk to?
Mm.
And I was 19, a freshman in college, and I said, I don't know if I believe in life after death.
Right.
But I said, I'd like to talk to my mother if I can. And so we went to her one-room apartment in the Village, and she started to go into trance. And I watched her cats jump off the walls and run into the bathroom. So I knew something was real and happening. And then I saw my mother's face superimposed over hers, and it was such a clear experience that my skeptical nature really couldn't refute what was happening. And so I really learned in that moment that we're spirit temporarily on the earth. And
wow.
I now feel quite confident that there's life before birth and life after death.
Hmm. You know, I just lost my mom last year. It's just came up a year. And, you know, my mom was super spiritual and I am too. She was even more spiritual than I feel now I am. It's funny how you kind of turn into your parents, you know. But I, you know, I haven't had any signs really like that. And maybe I'm still like, it's too new for me, or I don't know, but I watch a lot of those medium shows, And it does seem to give people a lot of hope, you know, when you know that they're okay or that they, you know, that they're on their next chapter or, you know, in a different place and they're whole and they're out of pain or, correct?
Yes, yes. You know, they're, my book is a combination of stories, philosophy, and also there are tools and techniques that I teach. And so in my book, there are tools that you can practice that will give you greater sensitivity to the spiritual world.
Oh, wow.
And so this can help you to have a more direct contact. But, you know, when I first started having experiences, I had to ask myself some fundamental questions. You know, my brother was a musician, and he had to decide, did he want to play guitar or piano or what? And I had to decide, how did I want to use my sensitivity? And I decided that I didn't want to be giving messages to
other
dead
people.
Relatives,
okay.
Even though that's what opened me up. What I was more interested in is wanting to talk to the philosophers, the teachers, the beings in the spiritual world who knew a lot, because I came from an academic background and I became really interested in the fundamental questions such as, who are we? Why are we here? What is the meaning of life? So these are the kinds of questions that I focus on in my book and share the stories of my, what I call a multidimensional life, that has helped me to feel clarity about what these answers are.
I love that. You know, it's interesting. Like you said, your mother or our mothers give us life. And they are the beginning of our life. And then when my mom passed away, and it was very unexpected, I really was lost for a little bit, and I was obviously going through pain and you know, I was angry, all those feelings. And then, you know, there comes a point where you realize that we all have our journeys. And I always say, be careful what you put out to the universe.
Yeah.
But my mom had missed her mother a lot, and I think she was ready to go, even though she was young, and I don't think she knew what she was putting out there, if you understand what I'm saying. But, you know, we all have, like, our time's up. And and I realized that, you know, you don't want to leave any life on the table. And so you have to know that every single day is your gift. And, you know, as we all say, like, what is our purpose? We have to know, we're learning every day what our purpose is. You know,
yes, and there are tools in my book that help people clarify what their purpose is.
So let's talk about that. So what are some ways to develop skills of deep focus and deep listening?
Well, there's a chapter in my book that I devote to the idea of deep focus. And I learned this, and I learned about the value of focus. I tell some stories about my own discovery process. But I also spent quite a long time using my clairvoyance, watching people's chakras. I call myself a chakra watcher.
How do you do that, first of all?
and I
want to remind, because my listeners always, you know, I want to make sure everybody knows the name of your book. The author is, and my guest, Ellen Tad, and we're talking about her book, The Infinite View, and it's a guidebook for life on Earth. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows that.
Thank you. Well, so deep focus, which is linked to the third eye chakra. Chakra means wheel in Sanskrit, and these are energy centers in our etheric body, in our aura, and it's through these centers that we emanate and process life experiences. And even though, you know, it's a Sanskrit word, we do talk about the chakras in our culture. If someone gets hurt, we can talk about a broken heart. Well, that's not the physical heart, that's the energetic heart. Or people talk about being in the gut, that's the solar plexus chakra. On the back of our dollar bill, we have the third eye. an illustration of the third eye. So these concepts are woven through our culture. But what I learned through using my own clairvoyance to watch people's energy, because I have this sensitivity and I've decided how I want to use it, and I wanted to understand people's behavior more fully. And what I discovered in this process is that some people focus more in their gut as they're moving through their lives and making their decisions. Other people rely very heavily on their analytical mind. But there's another option. There's wisdom. And wisdom is very different than the intellect. There are educated people who aren't wise and wise people who are not educated. The third eye chakra in the middle of the forehead is the center of wisdom. And what activates it is focus and concentration. And in athletics, they talk about the zone. The zone is this place of deep focus when people perform their best. And I found that I can teach people how to activate this center through focus and concentration tools. And ultimately, what I've been taught by my spiritual guides is you want to learn to live life looking through your forehead. They say when you open two eyes, open three. And this will help us navigate our lives better, make better decisions, and it also can open us up to the sensitivity and the vibration of the spiritual aspect of life.
Wow, really, really interesting. Ellen, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to find out some other ways to sustain that positively, you know, just to really be able to earn this and to walk through this with other people's, you know, when other people send you negative surroundings, how you can stay in the positive one.
Great.
Great. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we've got lots of stuff that's happening here. I am actually going to be over at the California Jazz and Wine Festival. That's April 9th. And of course, that's over at the Four Seasons. I've got a pair of tickets that I'd love to share with one of our listeners. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California
California kettle corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Ellen Tad, and we're talking about the infinite view. And we've talked about that. You mentioned that we should not only be looking with our eyes, but our center, as you call a wheel, our chakra. Is that correct?
Yes.
Our middle eye.
It's called the third eye.
Yes.
Some people call it the God's eye. It's, I'm not Christian any more than I'm Buddhist or any religion, but I like the quote from the Bible, if thy eye be single, the whole body will be filled with light.
Mm.
And this is the third eye, and you don't even have to believe in chakras to experience it. It's essentially developing the skill and the power of focus and concentration.
And is that like meditating? Is that, how do you concentrate enough that you could get almost the feeling from somebody else?
Well, I'll give you a little example, and then I'm going to have to go.
Okay.
I'm noticing the time.
Okay.
For example, I have a long-term student who's learned the power of the third eye and focus and concentration, and she was having some challenging conversations with her husband, and she decided to buy a ping pong table and found that when she was playing ping pong and talking with her husband, they had better conversations because you have to be focused to play ping pong to hit the ball. So it's really quite simple. It's any kind of focused activity activates the third eye and gives you this sense of objective clarity and eliminates emotional reactive patterns.
Okay. So give us like just a practice that, I get where you're playing ping pong against each other and you're having to concentrate. So when you're concentrating, you're concentrating on the ball, obviously, to hit it. But how does that connect with the other person?
It impacts the way you're going to communicate. So there's a phrase I use in my book, perception informs feeling, and feeling informs choices. How we focus impacts our perception. So this idea of follow your feelings, I think, is a mistake, because feelings can come from fear, feelings can come from clarity, feelings can come from the opinions of others. But when we're deeply focused, then our perception is linked to our deeper spiritual nature. And it's really something that hearing my words doesn't do it justice. But try it for yourself. In my book, there's a chapter about perception and about the power of the third eye, and I explain it very, very clearly.
I love that. I love that. And really quick, I know you talked about staying positive with all the negative surroundings. Really quick,
yes.
How does that work?
So my guides and my teachers talk about positivity as attitudes based in spiritual principles and negativity as attitudes not based in spiritual principles. What I find is that what turns every situation into a positivity is learning. Learning means that even if it's a challenging situation, even if there's great difficulty, when we learn from the situation at hand, we gain something.
Mm.
And that process of gaining turns challenges into positive circumstances. So cultivating positivity is another chapter. And it's not what I call candy coating, which is like when someone says, how are you? And you say, great, but you really don't feel great. That's not true positivity.
Right.
But rather, if someone asks you how you're doing and you're having a hard time, to say, well, I'm having a challenge, but I'm learning from it. The question becomes, what are we to learn from our lives and our everyday circumstances? Because this is what fills us with a sense of empowerment. Because as I said, spiritually, I've been taught that life on earth is really our school.
I totally agree with that, because every situation, good or bad, we have to look at it. Okay, what's our lesson here? And that's basically what you're saying, correct?
Yes, and it turns it into a positive.
Wow, because, yeah.
And also an honest positivity instead of a pretending positivity.
Right, wow. Ellen, a pleasure talking with you. If you would send me your other books, I would love to have you back and kind of just follow you all the way through your
Great.
Thought process. Where do we find your book?
Well, it's available online. It's available in bookstores. It just came out a couple days ago, but it should be available in a lot of places. So
that's great. And you are a clairvoyant counselor, correct?
That's right.
And
yes,
so
I use my visionary ability to help people and to counsel them.
And do you do it over the phone or do you do it on Skype or how does that work? Where are you located?
I work in person
okay.
and I work over the phone.
Okay. And where are you located?
I'm in Boston,
okay.
and my website is ellentadd.com.
Okay. I would love to speak with you further. I love it. All right.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I appreciate you being a guest here.
Thank you, Kim. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we are only have a couple minutes left, but I do want to share our next show with you. And, of course, our first guest is going to be Jane Robita, and her book is Worry Less So You Can Live More. And then we're going to talk with Bert Solomon about his book, The Murder of Willie Lincoln. And, again, I hope that you stay with us all the way through the next hour. And again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I always end our show with a moment of happiness. People who shine from within don't need the spotlight. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.